14th of April, PM.
Well, we now have to take 14th. Regarding now dates of the four concessions last time, page 14, come here anytime.
Anything you like.
Anything you like. I can give you the license. But as long as you've got to know the order, to do the job. Down at the bottom of the page, that's the thing. It's going to work. It's worked for a dozen years, hasn't it? Page 15. You can have more than help, said the first gentle answer. You can have, like you can have, you know, earners. Page 16, towards the bottom. All you've got to remember is this, as I say, if you're going to do something like, you go and do it. You don't tell their account. Not us, see. Because if you were, but if we find out you've done something, we what? We what? Let me share. Right? Then again, the third one is, you might want to do something with some help in there. You might want to make sure there's no counterparts at a certain time of the night. Seeing we can do all sorts of things, booty calls, or we can make out a game to play with Mother Boozer or something. Get every count off the streets, you know, going down some fucking boozer over, that keeps some care, doesn't it? Says Terry, well, if it's something big, it should be worthwhile. Then, if it was big, come with it. Yeah, it's good enough. And there's a little bit of argument. I can well come with you on a good one. You can't have any better insurance than that, can you? Okay. Next one on the striking desk is, don't forget, always let me know straight away if you want anything. Because I know people everywhere. Because I'm in a little firm dinner firm. But don't matter where, anywhere in London, I can get on the phone to somebody that I know, I can trust, and talks. So, just me. And I got to where none of them are. And if he's not the person who can do it, well, you'll know somehow. Let's go on, page 24. That's the next conversation with Jim Perkins, remember? References to a grasp. You see, the thing is, what? You know, I don't mind helping out. But if there's a fucking grass on it, you'll see, I'm putting my, see what I've said, that to Donald in there. Trying to get a dollar grasp them because if he says he got collected up, and then he grasps them, and I start steaming and fighting things up. Yeah, that's right. To get them all out, then he's just as likely to fight and grasp me, isn't he? Yeah, says Perry, but I can't see him doing that. Then there's that conversation at the bottom of the page, I think, which you probably made it in, which you said to a reference to the matter being handed over. Page 27. In the middle. If you're a grass, you're a fucking grass. If you're a grass, that means you're just as likely to fucking grass meat as any kind. You see what I mean? Who is yes, just a call with the suggestion. Yeah. Designers and the strike group and well, edge as before. Page 28. Because otherwise you think you're cracking him up about my head and you are. If you've done the business, you just want to drop the man out of it. Because what he's doing might be trying to beat you. That's a reference. And Mr. Jerry,
do not abuse us.
You might think that it isn't there, and want to a good one, the Iron Man, because we've got more villains in our game than you've got in yours. Find out the names of the fugitives. That's what I want to know. I want to know the names of these officers. Because I, you see, it's right with the sticks that I can go and meet anywhere in London, like Alston, anywhere you see. I can get on with Bella, someone in my firm, the phrase here, you know, going to tell you, Jay, someone in my firm who will know someone. Someone who knows someone. Yeah. Somewhere you can get something done. This is in London. Good. 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 sit up, and then we'll report. If you've got evidence, which questions it takes, we'll use our common sense, deciding what weight, what value it should have. You may find it helpful. Remember, at the end of the day, what was said by Ms. Millar, or by the defendant, you have the tapes. She gave you very shortly after they were made. Each door, what she said. I listened to the tapes each day after they were reported. In excitement and horror. What I heard horrified me. What I heard was police corruption. I did not believe it existed. It shocked me. I was scared out of my wits. So was Mr. Forkey. I was frightened for my life. If Simons could behave in this way, I wondered what corrupt police would do if they found out. I just couldn't imagine what was going on. I realized the reporters had investigated alleged corruption. That was fully confirmed in my mind. Even when it was over, I was worried. I just couldn't believe it. His walking became increasingly frightened. He added those two men involved were acting on them. That's right. It's been on the flight. We heard a couple of those tapes, which we should listen shortly after they were made. What then you put on the expert evidence from Stasi, as you said. That was the defendant, and he did the best. I tell you, as far as the prosecution case is concerned, somebody stinks. You may wonder whether there is a stink in this case. It is not the stench of corruption. You will, of course, try this case fairly, prepared for the evidence. You will fairly consider both the evidence for the Crown and the propositions put before you by the defendant. It is your task to ensure that he has a fair trial. If he is right, or may be right, what he submits to you, then of course you will. If on the other hand, fairly considered the evidence from ground to conclusion that the Crown have proved you so that you feel sure that you will then end your duty in accordance with the oath which you have taken to say so by the verdicts. The verdicts must be unanimous. There are circumstances in which courts can accept the joint verdicts. They have not risen in this case. They did after a long interval of time. I have lost the ground that into court. The roof is now retired. Find unanimous verdicts. As soon as the case for mines are, the payment is from start by the end of the form of the state for you. The verdict is taken. That will be fantastic.
Do you swear by Almighty God that you will keep this jury in a private, convenient place? You will neither speak to them nor can you speak to them yourselves, or allow you the first to speak to them. Concern the trial here this day, let it be without leaving the court. Let it be for us to agree upon the truth. Go, Claudia, please.